ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। The son of Virochana.
The son of Virochana.
Bali Maharaj.
Bali Maharaj.
Bhagavata.
By
the Supreme Personality of God.
By the Supreme Personality of God.
Mahaindrasya.
Mahaindrasya.
Of the King of the Heaven.
Of the King of Heaven.
Indra.
Priyam.
The welfare.
The welfare.
Chikirsamanena.
Chikirsamanena.
Desiring to perform.
Desiring to perform.
Adite.
From Aditi.
From Aditi. Labdhakaya.
Labdhakaya.
Having obtained his body.
Having obtained his body.
Bhutva.
Appearing.
Vatu.
Brahmachari.
Vamana rupena. In the form of a dwarf.
In the form of a dwarf.
Parashipta.
Rested away.
Lokatraya.
The three worlds.
Bhagavata Anukampaya. By the causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
By the causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Eva.
Certainly.
Puna.
Again.
Praveshitaha. Cause to enter. And Indra Adisu. Even among the demigods like the King of Heaven. Avidyamanaya. Not existing.
Susamrindaya.
Much enriched. By such exalted opulence. Sriya. By good fortune. Abhijastaha.
Being blessed.
Swadharmena.
By discharging devotional service.
Aradhayam.
Worshipping.
Tam him.
Eva.
Certainly.
Bhagavantam.
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
the Supreme Personality of God,
Aradhaniyam,
Aradhaniyam,
who is most worshipable,
who is most worshipable,
Abhagata Sraddhasaha,
Abhagata Sraddhasaha,
without fear,
without fear,
Astu remains Aduna Api,
Aduna Api,
even today,
even today.
Translation. Below the planet Vitala is another planet known as Sutala, where the great son of Maharaj Vilochana, Bali Maharaj, who is celebrated as the most pious king, resides even now. For the welfare of Indra, the king of heavens, Lord Vishnu appears in the form of a dwarf, Brahmachari, as the son of Aditi, and tricked Vali Maharaj by begging for only 3 days of land, but taking all the 3 votes. Being very pleased with Vali Maharaj for giving all his possessions, the Lord returned his kingdom and made him richer than the opulent king Indra. Even now, Vali Maharaj engaged in devotional service by worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the planet of Sutala. Purport. By His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is described as Uttama Sloka. He is worshipped by the best of selected Sanskrit verses. And his devotees such as Vali Maharaj are also worshipped by Punya Sloka, verses that increase one's piety. Vali Maharaj offered everything to the Lord, his wealth, his kingdom, and even his own body. Sarvatma Nivedane Bhalihi. The Lord appears before Vali Maharaj as a Brahmana Deva, and Vali Maharaj gave him everything he had. However, Vali Maharaj did not become poor by donating all his possessions to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He became a successful devotee and got everything back again with the blessings of the Lord. Similarly, those who give contributions to expand the activities of Krishna consciousness movement and to accomplish its objectives will never be losers. They will get their wealth back with the blessings of the Lord Krishna. In other words, on the other side, those who collect contributions on behalf of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness should be very careful not to use even a fraction of the collection for any purpose other than transcendental loving service of the Lord. Anjanas Mirandasya, Janajanas Sadakaja, Chakshunurumitanjana, Tasmai Sri Bhavena, Ukakaroti Vatsalan, Pangulan Vatatehi, Chakri Vatamahamande, Sri Bhavena, Ramanan Vatanan, Sri Chaitanya Ishwaran, Namo Vishnu Balaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Itinamine, Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschatyade Shatarine Bhaktivalpadarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyareva Cha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasa Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Translation again. Below the planet Vitala is another planet known as Sutala, where the great son of Maharaj Virochana, Bali Maharaj, who is celebrated as the most pious king, resides even now. For the welfare of Indra, the king of heaven, Lord Vishnu appeared in the form of a dwarf brahmachari, as the son of Aditi, and tricked Bali Maharaj by begging for only 3 days of land, but taking all the 3 worlds. Being very pleased with Bali Maharaj for giving all his possessions, the Lord returned his kingdom and made him richer than the opulent King Indra. Even now, Bali Maharaj engaged in devotional service by worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the planet of Sutala. Thank you so much for giving the class today. Continuing with this reading and studying the Srimad Bhagavatam, we are in this chapter, the subterranean heavenly planets. Subterranean planets, and the descriptions based on the Bhagavatam, the opulences and the richness of those areas. And in the ground, it's quite exalted, it's quite abundant and surprising, even sometimes compared to the heavenly planets of our planetary systems. These opulences that succeeded here in the subterranean planets are quite more compared to them. So it could be even in previous texts we read that the residents in those planets, they, for example, they don't have to be worried about the passing of time. They don't have to experience disease, old age, or difficulties, because it's such a facilities for enjoyment there. People, they are not much concerned. They don't have fear. But the only thing that they have fear is when Sudarshan Chakra comes and kills them out. So that is the characteristics in those planets. When I was reading that description, I thought, well, according to our experience living right now, most of the people are looking for different ways to enjoy. When I was studying at the university, for example, we were studying a lot of research work, scientific work, trying to facilitate the treatment for disease, or for example, with neuroscience, trying to extend the capacity of the brain, understanding the functions of the brain, making people more intelligent, or perhaps facilitating the counteracting of disease, or extending the longevity, for example, because people, they don't want to die. They want to be more, and the facilities for enjoyment. With these descriptions that we have here about the subterranean heavenly planets, it could be an ideal place for people to be there, because it's what they're looking for. But actually, This is not the goal, because if we understand what is our real nature, because compared, for example, with those facilities of enjoyment in the upper planetary systems, the heaven and heavenly planets, the difference is because the residents over there, they also enjoy those facilities, but they have understanding that there is a controller there. It's God. But in the subterranean heavenly planets, the enjoyment is there, but understanding that there is a controller, there is a God, it's very minimal, even none. So it's more, in that sense, the demoniac mentality, because considering that we can, the purpose of life is just this, the trying to enjoy independently from God. So, in that way, for example, because this span, this part of the Bhagavatam, it's mainly descriptions of different places in the universe to help us to understand what is the mentality and the consciousness of different living entities, different people, and different places. As previously we were trying to also understand why we are studying this part of the Bhagavatam with all the planetary systems and so those descriptions are quite complex for us. Sometimes very difficult to understand how it's the description of the design. But it's a description from the very different perspectives, point of view. But mainly, the main point is describing the different state of consciousness, different entities, how they are engaged, and based on that, understanding how this universe is laid out. So gradually also we can awaken our understanding, our proper perspective, what is the goal of life, where we want to go. Purifying our consciousness so that we will have the proper perspective. So the Bhagavatam has this purpose, and especially in this case, describing the pastime of especially characteristics, the good qualities of Vali Maharaj who lives in Sutala. While preparing the class, I was trying to understand how interestingly in those seven different subterranean planets, the Sutala is very privileged, is very special, because Atala, Vitala, they are inhabited by demons. But Sutala, compared to those Mahatala, Rasatala, Patala, Sutala is inhabited by pure devotee. By a pure devotee, and not just a pure devotee, who is there as well? Vamanadeva, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is there as well. So quite special, this place. And it has a reason, it has a background, a historic background about it. Perhaps we can revise very quickly about the pastime of Vali Maharaj, which probably is more, describing the accounts of that and trying to understand the good qualities of Vali Maharaj. But in order to be more related to the purpose, and also especially the translation that Prabhupada gave to this verse, it's something, the blowing exchanges that Vali Maharaj, as an advanced devotee, as a pure devotee, has with the Lord, how the Lord reciprocates, and how Krishna, in his form of Dwarf, Vamanadev, interact with him, even breaking some kind of rules. He disguised himself, and also exhibited different interactions that at the end is basically the benefit of and the pleasure of Bali Maharaj. Externally can be confusing, like a punishment and embarrassment that Bali Maharaj externally experienced, but the outcome, the ultimate outcome is love of God, the blessings and the loving exchange that Krishna is exhibiting, is reciprocating with him. So for us as a spiritual practitioner, it's very important to understand this part, because in one sense it's what we are trying to develop as a spiritual practitioners of especially Krishna consciousness, this movement. We have the examples of many acharyas, many Mahayanas, in this case Bali Maharaj Mahayana. Despite of living in a circumstances that apparently are not favorable, because most of us, while we are practicing Krishna consciousness, our spiritual practices, we try to be located in a favorable environment that will facilitate us in our spiritual growth, spiritual progress. And we are trying also to avoid those unfavorable things. And the important or favorable aspect is the association of devotees. In the case of Bali Maharaj, for example, according to his lineage, he born in an Asura family, demonic family, and so all his relatives and people around him were with demonic tendency. Nevertheless, he display a very exalted person, characteristic qualities. But how we can explain that? It has a reason. Do you have any idea why him being in a demoniac family, born in a demoniac family, he display all he shows very exalted qualities of something in the pure devotee?
Because he was the grandson of Balaram.
Yeah, that's right. Because he was one of the qualities of benefits. His piety comes because he was the grandson of a pure devotee, another pure devotee, Pralad Maharaj. Interestingly, Pralad Maharaj is the son of a demon, Hiranyakashipu. Actually, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha are the devotees and the sons of an exalted personality. It's Kasyapa. Yeah, he is considered also an advanced devotee. Kasyapa. He has sons, the demons, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. But Prahlad Maharaj, the grandson of Kasyapa, was pure devotee. Then the son of Prahlad Maharaj, Virochana, to my understanding, he wasn't pure devotee. He was a demon. But his son is Bali Maharaj, pure devotee. So he's quite alternated in those cases. I was listening to one class when one devotee was mentioning that the pastimes of devotees, you know, Prabhupada disciple was a big concern. He said, well, I'm Prabhupada disciple, but my son is not a devotee. How can we? And he was quite morose about it. But another devotee said, don't worry. You just wait for your grandson. He will be a devotee. It's kind of trying to relate what is happening here. Prahlad Maharaj, Virochana, and then now Bali Maharaj, the grandson and pure devotee. But if we understand the qualities of Bali Maharaj, despite he comes from being a grandson of a pure devotee like Prahlad Maharaj, but not just that, because he has an attitude that enabled him to have good qualities. He tried to please Brahmanas, his guru. Previously, as we know, the demons and the demigods are constantly fighting for and to, in this previously, but the Hari Maharaj was defeated by the demigods, and but by pleasing Sukracharya, who was his guru, and all the brahmanas, by serving them nicely, Bhakti Maharaj got the blessings and the benedictions of his guru and the brahmanas, that he became powerful, very exalted, and able to defeat the demigods. And for that reason, he took the trilobites. He became the king of the heavens as well, because he was able to please his guru and the brahmanas. That's quite an important point for all of us, you know, because understanding that the qualifications and success in our spiritual practice doesn't depend only on our sincere endeavor. Basically, it's the mercy of devotees and Krishna that make balance whatever incapacity that we can have. Because we can endeavor sincerely, but without the mercy of Guru and Krishna, means also devotees, we cannot achieve success. So that Bhakti Maharaj is, in this case, the personification of this example. He was able to do it. He was able to even defeat the demigods because of the blessings of Guru and the Brahmanas. And that was also the understanding of Brihaspati, who is the guru of the demigods, who point out this important point, open secret, to Indra there. But because Indra at that time was quite overwhelmed with the circumstance, he wasn't able to get that point and also receive that benefit. Even that his guru pointed out, yeah, the secret of success of Bali Maharaj was because he satisfied his guru and brahmanas. So if you do that, you can get the same, but Brahma didn't catch it. Didn't get at a time. Well, so that's one very important point. And also, for example, it's described that because that piety, also another important quality of Bali Maharaj is that he was very truthful, truthfulness part of his personality. Also charitable, because having been the king of the heavens and with a lot of opulence, he was able to give charities, but not become overwhelmed with that. That's quite an important attitude that we should consider, because we've heard many times in the Shastras and Kunti Devi as well explain that always like a Sridhasri, a good color, good jhana, a goodness, family, and good education, riches, beauty, those become an impediment for those who would like to sincerely practice spiritual life. Why that become an impediment? Because there can be reasons. Why would you understand those good birth and education and opulence, material opulence and beauty can be independent or impediment?
Because they have the tendency to take the person away from Krishna into material sense gratification on the person.
Yeah, because the person, Mataji said that because those opulences has a tendency to dry away the person out of, dry away from the ocean of service. Yeah. What else you can say? Why opulences is a disturbance in the ocean of service? be a disturbance, an obstacle. Basically, it's said that because people get proud about it, and the pride is the impediment mainly. Not because those facilities, operators are powerful, it's because people or person who has it become proud. So that pride is an impediment. For that is that we get, that is very dangerous if we want to be serious in Krishna consciousness, or serious practitioner in Krishna consciousness. So we need to be very careful with that.
Can it lead to some stratification as well?
Yeah, definitely. But if, for example, he said, Krishna said, for the devotee, or if I see that those material opulences, if a person or the body has it and is not disturbed by it, Krishna facilitated. But if the body is not properly utilizing those facilities, Krishna will take away, because it's not favorable for devotional service. So take away in the sense that, for example, like we said, pride, it's creating a disturbance in their interactions and their relationship with others and Krishna, and also, as you mentioned, the tendency to be too much overwhelmed in gratification, sense gratification. Yeah, and that way it's quite important for us to understand that point, the pride, it's not favorable in the devotional service, and it's easy to become proud if we have material opulences, and if we don't have the control of the mind and self-control as well. In this case, Bani Maharaj was exceeding that quality, the self-control. He didn't become proud in relation to others. He was very charitable. But some tinge of pride was there. For that reason is the interaction with Vamanadeva is one of the very important points that this pastime with Vamanadeva. Because Vamanadeva or Krishna wanted to also protect the Dharma, facilitating the demigods, giving back the kingdom of the heavens, because also, as we know, Aditi, the mother of demigods, was praying for that. And so, but why Vamanadeva was, in this case, in his particular interaction with Bali Maharaj, act in a way that tricked him, took away all his possessions? Not just that, he also bound him, embarrassed him, and proved him that he wasn't able even to fulfill his word. The pastime said that Bhakti Maharaj, when he saw Vamanadeva after performing all the Asumedha Yagyas that he was performing at that time, because of the blessings of the Brahmanas, always successful, he said that a beautiful Brahman appeared, that means in that way was, at that time was Vamanadeva, who was very beautiful, attractive, effulgent. And they took it out, wow, this is an auspicious sign, or a sacrifice, as we made a sacrifice, as was successful, a Brahman again. So then, naturally, we have to give, or glorify the Brahmana and give charity to him. But he said that immediately when Bali Maharaj saw Vamanadeva, he felt a lot of joy in his heart. He was very much qualified. Personally, he was very learned, beautiful, all the opulences. But when he saw Vamanadeva, he didn't feel like, somebody else more effulgent than me is can be. He didn't feel envy. He was very joyful in his heart. And also, immediately, He was very grateful. He expressed that, wow, you came to my Jagya and you are sanctifying our Jagya, so thank you so much because you came. So we are grateful. And immediately he offered, anything, whatever you want, please ask. So quite important attitude that also perhaps we can learn from Bali Maharaj, being joyful, not envious, and the gratitude that is quite important quality. Most of us, we have the tendency to forget about the good things that others do for us. And it's very easy to forget. In my case, I most of the time forget things about how Krishna devotees and people are doing things for us. So, but being grateful is a very important quality. By being grateful, Krishna, he said that if we are grateful, Krishna will give more. That attitude will attract more blessings, more mercy from Krishna, if we are grateful. So that gratitude can be expressed in a way how we interact with the devotees. No? Opposite to being grateful is to be proud. Because if we realize that it's not just, if we have something good, it's not because we endeavor for us or it's the capacity and the result of our endeavor. As before we mentioned, whatever we have is actually is the blessings of Krishna. Nothing happened by chance. It's Krishna behind everything. So by acknowledging that, we naturally become grateful, but we have to remember that constantly. So Bali Maharaj was very grateful when he saw Vamanadev in the Ashwamedha Yagya. So he wanted to offer him a gift, charity, and he said, please ask me whatever you want. I can give you anything. If you want a planet, if you want a cow, if you want a land, please ask me. Vamanadev also was very happy to see that attitude of Bali Maharaj. Oh, I forgot something. But when Bali Maharaj saw Vamanadev and tried to honor him as the guest, his present, he also glorified with nice words, but also he bathed the lotus feet of the Lord. So he got the Chaitanyamrita and he took the Chaitanyamrita and put it on his head. That's very important quality too. So by doing that, he got the blessings of the Lord, attract the blessings of the Lord, he was pleasing the Lord. And of course, with that attitude, Krishna, by pleasing Krishna, we have the success of everything. So, in a way, for example, he said that because Lord Vamanadev was pleased with that attitude, he interacted with him and said, well, please, Bali Maharaj, thank you, but I just want to give you, I just want to ask three pace of land. And Bali Maharaj said, well, I can give you many things. Why you are asking just such a little thing? By asking just that, you are showing that you are immature, like a little boy. Please give me the future. I can give you anything, even a land, a planet. Think of the future. and then the very celebrated instructions that Lord Vamanadev gave to that time. Do you remember what was the instruction?
He says if a man is not satisfied with what he has, then he can get the three words and he won't be satisfied.
Yeah, that's right. It's a, if a, for a person who has who doesn't control his senses or he's not satisfied, whatever is there for in the three worlds for the sense verification won't be enough. because he is most satisfied with whatever he has. So in that way he said, I just want 3 pieces of land. So Balimaya said, okay, I'll give you. And but as we know, the pastime said that in the first step, at that time Vamanadeva transformed himself as Trivikrama. And then in the first step he covered all Manda, in the second step all the universe. So then for the third step he didn't have any other place where to put, so he became again as a Vamana and asked Balimaya, and where I put my third step, you know, because you promised me 3 pieces of land. So by doing that, Balimaya was first of all surprised what's happening, but previously that we know that his guru Sukracharya was instructing him, don't give this Brahmana whatever he's asking. Don't give him that, because he is Vishnu. And Vishnu, he will take away all your possessions. He will send you to the lower planets. He will bound you. So Sukracharya was able to see the future. And he advised his disciple, don't do it. But at the same time, he said that the motivation of Sukracharya was not just to protect materially his disciple, but also he was trying to ensure his own benefits, because if his disciple loses all his possessions, he will also be destitute of all the facilities that he has. But Balimaya at that time he listened to his guru, but he was very quiet. So, but at that time he said, well, he took a little time to deliver what to do, and because he respected his guru, he saw by honoring his guru all the facilities that he got. Because by honoring the Brahmanas and saving the Brahmanas, his guru, he was able to conquer all the 3 worlds. So that was very effective. He experienced that. So now his guru is instructing something, and he was hearing what his guru said very quietly, but he was deliberating internally what to do. Because his Guru Maharaj said, his Guru Sukracharya says, he is Vishnu, this Brahmana is Vishnu. And now he said, don't serve him, don't give it to him, don't surrender to him. So quite contradictory instructions. Because his piety coming from Prahlad Maharaj's lineage and guidance, Bali Maharaj understood that Vishnu is God, and surrender service to Vishnu is the goal of life. So internally he was acknowledging that, and also trying to understand the instruction of his guru. But because of his great values, that is quite important point that we need to point out in this case, the characteristic of the values that Bali Maharaj had helped him to deliberate what would be the proper action to take. His values, for example, as we mentioned before, he was pious, charitable, he was truthful, and also he understood about the position of the Supreme Personality of God. In that way, he was able even to defy his spiritual master. So that is quite an important point that we need also to to understand and maybe even sometimes learn from these pastimes how to apply in our daily life experience, because many of us, many times we were faced with different situations and we don't know what to do, maybe some dilemmas in life, what should be done. But the shastras and the pastime and these devotees are showing us what is the real or the proper path to follow. So in that point, it is that based on that is that Bali Maharaj decided to fulfill the request of Vamanadeva, the 3 acres of land. But he said that internally Vamanadeva was very pleased with Bali Maharaj, but externally he was embarrassing him by, for example, taking over all the 3 worlds and the third pace, the step of the third pace of land that he was asking for wasn't any place to, for that. And he asked Bali Maharaj, what to do now? Now you are a cheater, because you didn't fulfill your word, your promise. You promised me 3 pace of land, now you're only 2. What happened now with the third one? So you forgot you're a cheater. So you need to be punished. And then at that moment, Garuda bound him with the Varuna's rod. At that time, Bali Maharaj was quite confronted with a very important situation. I was trying to figure out to visualize that situation. He was in one moment the king of all the 3 universes, and then suddenly now he's he lost all his positions. Now he's bound. He doesn't have any positions, and then he's even requested or asked about the third base or third step of the land where Vamanadeva has to go. And he seems as quite difficult, challenging, because by losing all his positions, all his relatives also were discouraged and abandoned him. Not just that, his Guru Maharaj as well chastised him and even cursed him. So, and then no positions and being bound, it was a lot of embarrassment. Externally, it was for a king, a kshatriya. It was quite a confronting situation. But nevertheless, he didn't lose his constantly the proper vision. And when Vamanadeva asked him about the third pace of man, Vamanadeva, Bali Maharaj, very submissively, and very important point is, very submissively he said, "My Lord, if you consider appropriate, I offer you my head. And so please put your lotus feet on my head." He said that the head of a person is just a small piece compared to the 3 worlds, it doesn't mean much. So how we can understand that can be something valuable, just the head. The Acharyas, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur comment in this point, he said that for a person who has a lot of possessions, a lot of richness, the most valuable, or more valuable than the richness, is the person itself. So when Bali Maharaj offered himself to Lord Vamanadeva, it's not just offering his head, it's offering himself, all whatever he is as a person, and that means also his surrender completely to the Lord. So all his pride completely, all his tinge of pride that he was exhibiting because he thought, I can give charity to others and I have possessions. That pride was completely eradicated by that attitude. By doing that, for example, he said that Prahlad Maharaj at that time was present. He was also very pleased with the attitude of Bali Maharaj. And the wife of Bali Maharaj also is very remarkable. Sorry, she said something very remarkable. Bhakti Divai is her name. And she said, "My Lord, you are the provider, you are the creator of everything. You are from all the creation of the universe comes from you. But only fools think they can say that they have provided. Only fools declare proprietorship of the land or something, because actually everything belongs to you. Everything comes from you. Only fools." So quite interesting. But I don't know if you have this experience, but most probably in some degrees. But in my case, personally, many times I don't have many things, but my books, my things. Some proprietors. Is there that tendency? And Bhakti Devali said, only fools can declare that they can have proprietorship of something. So, and that's also very important. And also, Prahlad Maharaj, he said, "Oh my Lord," Prahlad Maharaj prayed to Bhavanadev, said, "Oh my Lord, you are very kind with my grandson. You are the owner and proprietor of everything, but you are giving him a special mercy." Because for the devotee, the mercy of the Lord is more important than material things. The mercy of the Lord as his personal association, as his devotional service, the opportunity to perform devotional service is more important than material things. Externally, we can see that the Lord is facilitating or favoring the demigods by giving them all the universe or the heavenly planets back. And against the pure devotee like Bali Maharaj, that externally can be seen in that way. But actually, it's the Lord giving blessings or preference to Bali Maharaj by giving him something that the demigods, they don't receive easily. And that is the opportunity to have devotional service and the personal interaction with the Lord. That is something more valuable than all material facilities. And it's for that reason in this text it said that being very pleased with Bali Maharaj for giving all his possessions, the Lord returned his kingdom and made him richer than the opulent king Indra. Richer means because he got more valuable things than just material facilities like a heavenly planet, because he got Krishna and his personal association. That's quite an important point to consider in this chapter. And for example, Prabhupada, in the purpose, quite an important point for us to be more mindful. Also, in our preaching activities, when Prabhupada said, "It's similarly, for example, for those who give contributions to expand the activities of Krishna consciousness movement and to accomplish the objectives, will never be loser." So many devotees, they perform a lot of activities in different ways, in different devotional service, by giving their own time, perhaps even donations, contributions, monetary contributions to the temple. And Krishna, he said, yeah, they will never be considered losers. We can think, oh, I'm giving this and I'm losing something, but actually it's Krishna is reciprocating. He will reciprocate with more. Prabhupada said, they will get their wealth back with the blessings, but with the blessings of Lord Krishna. That's quite a strong statement given by our Acharya. So if Prabhupada said it, it's something that it will happen. So Krishna is bound to fulfill the words of our Acharya. That can be a motivation for devotees or even for people in general. If we understand that point, the secret, if you want to have some benefits, that is not the real motivation. But if the mind comes on doubt, so if I keep this, I will be a loser, I will be losing something. Don't worry, Krishna will return that and even more. That is the statement given for our Acharya, Prabhupada. But the idea of motivation basically is that a devotee understands that everything belongs to Krishna, and the opportunity to be engaged in his devotional service is the most valuable thing. And that could be also another point for us to reflect upon how fortunate we are when we have the opportunity to have some services, practicing, for example, our sadhana or chanting the holy name, this service as well. And many times, due to different circumstances, perhaps some external disturbance, we feel constraints and trying perhaps a difficulty in our practices. But if we keep in mind the good fortune that we have to have the opportunity to perform devotional service, so we can be more determined to perform in a better way, or be fixed in our services. That is the example of Bali Maharaj, because he was having externally all the difficulties, but those difficulties didn't stop him to fulfill his duty, his service, offering everything to the Lord. So that is determination. And even in many difficult, despite of the difficulties, determination to perform the devotional service is one of the teachings of our Bali Maharaj, who is Mahayana, the person who is authorized by the Shastras in the expanding Krishna consciousness, in the teachings, his life, his teachings as an example how beautiful he behaves and acts. So, I took some notes. Perhaps I can share some short points because time is running. Why Bali Maharaj, for example, is glorified and praised here in Bhagavatam? Because to be in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, it means that you are an exalted person. Prabhupada, for example, Prabhupada says, the greatness of a person can be ascertained by his capacity to tolerate the difficulties. So that's quite interesting to understand. The greatness of a person can be established only by his capacity to tolerate difficult challenging situations, especially for us in performing devotional service, because pleasing Krishna is not easy, and so we will face difficulties, but this has a purpose. It said, for example, that one of the conditions of the should have is that Krishna is under control. Krishna is our well-wisher. He always do the best for us. And as our well-wisher, he has the right plans for us. And in that way, he will show us the proper path and the proper perspective to follow Krishna consciousness. Something that I was reading in one article written by one devotee. What are the lessons of Bali Maharaj's pastime? These three points. For a devotee, Krishna, we should understand these three things. Krishna is our well-wisher. He is the person who will always want the best for us, never has doubt about it. We can have friends, people around us, parents, but no one will be more, no one will love us more than Krishna, that he is our well-wisher. And he has better plans for us. That's the second point. We can have some ideas what would be better for us, but not necessarily that it's according to what actually is good for us. It's Krishna who knows what is better for us. And he has plans for us. We have to develop that conviction that Krishna has a good plan, a better plan for us. And the third point is that Krishna will show us the proper path to follow. That personally I found quite insightful this point. It's an article written by Ajahn Govinda Prabhu and the teachings of Lord Brahma and Bali Maharaj pastimes in his interactions with Pamanadeva. So I'll stop here. Any questions, any comment? Yes, Mataji.
Mataji, thank you for the very nice class. So in the example of a great king like Rishi Maharaj or Ambarish Maharaj, they trained their subjects in such a way that they were all not aspiring for higher planets or material enjoyment. They were all devotees. So in Sitala planet, do you think that Bali Maharaj would train the people in such a way?
Quite interesting example. Actually, it's funny, I understand when Bamanadev was pleased with him after Bali Maharaj surrendered. He said, okay, I'll give you Sutala, go to Sutala planet with all your places, go there with your family, your relatives, and we know all of them are with demonic tendency. And Bamanadev said, don't worry, I'll be there with you, I'll protect you. That's another important lesson of that pastime, that Krishna will be there, or Bhavanam is there as a doorkeeper. But it's not just the doorkeeper that will protect the physical area, the geographical area, the planet of Bali Maharaj. Mainly he said that he will protect his consciousness. Despite of being in the need of demonic people with demonic mentality, he won't get disturbed in his consciousness. So that is the protection that the Lord offered as a doorkeeper to Bali Maharaj. So I was, based on that, I would say his example as a pure devotee is the best preaching for people around him. And by associating with a pure devotee, one moment even, a love of imagine, it's one moment, the association with a pure devotee has a lot of positive effect in a person can change their consciousness. The place where a devotee resides is so auspicious. People around there also they get that transformational effect in their consciousness. Perhaps he won't be openly talking that you should change your behavior, do this, do that. But by his behavior, by his interactions, that is the best way to preach. And that will produce some positive effects in them. Yes. Because one of the things also was quite interesting in this pastime is that when it said when there was a Yajna, was made a Yajna, a ceremony, and Vamanadeva appeared, Bali Maharaj immediately acknowledged the presence of Vamanadeva as the Supreme Personality of the world. In his heart, he recognized the Lord, and he wanted to pay obeisances to him, but because he was the king and the social pressure around him, there's the demons around and the gurus. So he refrained himself, but he said, okay, I won't honor him as a Supreme Personality, but my culture is about respecting to the Brahmanas. So he respect him as a Brahmana, give all the honors, bathe his lotus feet, but internally, he was serving the Lord as a devotee, not just as the Brahmana, but because political situation, social pressure, things like that, he refrained that aspect. So that would be my answer to your question, Mataji. Perhaps he will in the future. He will, as far as I understand, he will be in next Mambantara. He will be Indra. So in that case, no social, no much pressure to reach more people. Imagine how will be the leadership of Bali Maharaj as an Indra. Fortunate those who will be around, like pure devotees in India. Or a recovering Indra is practicing devotee. Doesn't mean to be a pure devotee yet, because he's still struggling with some difficulties. But can you imagine if the king of the heavens is a pure devotee? All the people around with the benefit that they will receive and all the Krishna Katha and all the devotional service that will be performed at a time. Wow, that's different. Anyway, thank you. Kretana Srinivasan ki jai.